Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. You'll be totally astounded by the results and how easy it is to use. I've been using it for over 20 years, and I wouldn't use anything else. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the new Panerai Special Edition PAM 720 and PAM 721. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Before we begin, in a totally unrelated watch news, I wanted to talk to you about Steve Jones' book, Lonely Boy. Steve Jones is basically the founder of the Sex Pistols. He's also the guitarist of the Sex Pistols. He has an amazing show on WKLOS. Called Jonesy's Jukebox. I'm a huge fan of the Sex Pistols. This isn't any kind of advertising endorsement plug or anything like that. It's just something I'm very passionate about. I'm passionate about music. Those of you who listen to this podcast have heard me talk about different musicians and different artists and different groups. I love punk rock. I've listened to the Sex Pistols since I was like 13 or 14 years old, and he's written this incredible book called Lonely Boy. So if you are interested in the Sex Pistols or interested in music and history and the UK and England, definitely pick up this book. It's a really interesting read. You can also hear the audiobook version on audible.com, where actually Steve is narrating the entire book and you can listen to his voice. It's a very captivating book. It's a very visual book. It's a very crass book. It's a very, there's a lot of definitely some imagery that's a little unsavory in it. It's more about him than it is really the Sex Pistols, but it's a very interesting journey throughout his life, and it's amazing what he's been through. It's incredible where he is, and it's just an amazing, amazing thing. So definitely check that out if you're interested. All right, let's do the show. So Panerai at SIHH released all these submersible models, all these different alloys, all these different new technologies. And it definitely got the attention of the press and the like, collectors. Moving into the future, it's a great way that Panerai has done that with, innovating and inventing these different materials, or using these, not inventing, but using these different materials in their watches that no other watch company is really using today. And, for the most part, it was pretty decent SIHH for Panerai. They came out with different sizes, they came out with some things in bronze, they came out with, models that were 47 millimeters and 42 millimeters, with updates to the dial, and so on and so forth. But what they didn't release to the mainstream public are two models called the PAM 720 and the PAM 721. The PAM 720 is a 47 millimeter radio mirror. It's got four numbers and two hands and indices in between. This is a very, very cool model. It's very basic. It's very Panerai. It's very historic. So it's got the radio mirror case. It's got the wire lugs. It's on, I believe, either a Solamente strap. No, it's not on a Solamente strap. I think it's the Ponte Vecchio strap, but I could be wrong with the name of the strap. You've got the OP logo on the strap as well. It's all stainless steel. It's polished. It has an onion crown. It's got a sandwich dial. The 720 has gold hands, and it has, radio mirror Panerai written below the 12 o'clock. It has a 3-day in-house movement. This will release sometime in September. Very cool, very historic. If you think about it, I think this is like the precursor to even the California dial. It's just very, very historic looking and awesome. and there are 1,000 units being made. The one that I absolutely adore, which I've never seen Panerai do, is called the 721. It's basically the same watch, but it has blue hands instead of gold hands, four numbers, 12, 3, 6, and 9, indices in between. Blue hands, three-day in-house movement, onion crown, all polished stainless steel, 47-millimeter case. It doesn't have any writing or any designation on the dial that says Panerai on it. So for all intents and purposes, this to me was really the model that came out before, you know, the California dial. I think the California dial for sure evolved from this watch. It's just very clean. I love the steel blued hands. I love that there's no designation on the dial saying it's a Panerai of any kind, other than on the strap, I believe, that you've got the OP logo on it. They both have plexiglass crystals, which, of course, give it more of that vintage look. But this is really, I haven't wanted to wear a Panerai in many, many years. And not since, I'd say, 2012 when I got my 372. I don't have my 372 anymore. But this is probably, I would say, it for me in terms of if I was going to buy a Panerai. It's hand-wound. It's really clean, and it's really understated, and it goes back to the roots of Panerai. The official retail will be about 9,500 euros, so around roughly 10 grand. So I don't know. I'm sure Panerai will release, you know, to the public more information on their website, but I got an anonymous tip. There are pictures of this watch floating around, so if you do want to type in PAM 720 or PAM 721, you can definitely see decent photos of it on people's wrists. I believe they only showed it to very, very select people at SIHH 2017, which just happened about a week to 2 weeks back in Geneva, Switzerland. It is a special edition. I'm sure it's going to be very, very hard to get. In my opinion, these simple models can go either way. They can sell out immediately, or, you know, the hype will definitely, you know, grow as this year moves on. I haven't even seen anything about this on the bigger websites, the bigger sort of blogs, the places that most people go to for their watch news. I haven't seen it on any of those. So I wanted to report about this. I wanted to educate you guys about this so that you guys had an understanding. Sometimes, you know, Panerai collectors especially, you see all this stuff from SIHH, and there are models that they hold back on, and then all of a sudden they release it, and you feel like you're totally, you know, you're not one of the cool kids because you are the last to know. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this watch. And I think it's going to have, I think it's going to bring a lot of people that are just getting into the brand. It's going to grab their attention. It's going to grab the attention of the Panerai collectors who have loved Panerai and worn Panerai like myself for many, many years. And it's going to create a buzz, I think, around their more historic models, which, you know, to me, Panerai has evolved into a very modern brand with their in-house movements and their innovations and their case composites and all different sorts of things that they've used to evolve the brand into the future. But to me, like Rolex, Panerai's design language is in their history, and I think their history needs to be preserved. I'm not saying you don't need to move forward and you don't need to evolve or grow or, you know, change. I think it's very important for that, but I think it's also very important to preserve the history. And these models exemplify that. They exemplify the history of the brand. And, you know, to move to the future, you don't need to, you know, have all these bells and whistles. I think simplicity speaks volumes. And especially with a brand like Panerai, which has always been very simplistic, it gives me hope that there's still some really cool, unique pieces from their history that they're going to bring back. So definitely check this out. I will be writing an article about this. When I get some pictures, I'll definitely post them. And if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I definitely do charge a consultation fee to work with me. It's about $150, and that gets you a couple of hours of my time. Anything more, we'd have to negotiate. But the beauty about my service is, if you decide to buy a watch from me within a year or so or whatever, I will definitely apply that, you know, consultation fee towards the purchase of your watch. So you have an incentive to work with me as well, which is kind of cool. And if you don't decide to, you know, purchase a watch through me or trade or sell or upgrade, that's okay. That's just my fee for my time. So I think it's a win-win situation for us all. You can also visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Don't forget to follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a great way to stay informed. www.amitdevhonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.